Hello, Oren Williams here, Food Systems Coordinator of the Chicago Partnership for Health Promotion, a program of the Office of Community Engagement and Neighborhood Health Partnerships. And this is just a brief spring fever home vegetable gardening trailer. So we're just going to be very brief with this particular little short episode and give you some very basic information that you can ponder and use to get started. And we'll cover more detail in the upcoming March episode. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned.
Hello all. Oren Williams here, co-host and co-producer of the Garden Education podcast series with my co-host and co-producer, Dr. Akila Martin, the esteemed Dr. Akila Martin, soil scientist and soil enthusiast. Not here, just kind of being impulsive, and ran across in my email a section on or an email about seed germination and seed starting from M.I. Gardner, and I like a lot of his work, and primarily because he shares the same USDA hardiness zone as we're in Chicago. So a lot of his work was relevant. And in our upcoming podcast that will drop in the next week or so, we'll be covering things like hardiness zones and seasonality and that kind of stuff. But he shares the same hardiness zone that we do, and he is a source for seeds and all kinds of information. Has a YouTube channel and all that. So just wanted to drop that on everybody. So what I'll do is I will include this particular email and the link to the website. So this is the time to get started. And again, this is another thing that we will cover coming up in the next week or so in our podcast. And, you know, even I might even drop something, another link in this little short session here about, you know, seed starts and that sort of thing, and last frost dates, and so you can get started. And in our zone here, depending on who you talk to or what you look at, and we're kind of zone, hardiness zone 5 and 6. So some people say last frost date is April the 1st. Some people say April the 15th. I usually go 1st of May. And anybody that lives in Chicago kind of understands why I might hedge a bit on that. And so then you'll need to work backwards from that date in terms of when you're going to start some of your seedlings. We did a bit of work too with our partner Chicago Grows Food, and some of the web content and booklet content that they're creating, or we're creating collectively, about how to get going with your grow bags and that kind of stuff. So we cover some of that ground and those things as well. And we'll be sharing those things with everybody once they're published up on the website and the booklet is published. And the booklet is really fun. And it's a booklet that we use to give out to mostly public school students here in Chicago and their families, but also some charter schools and Catholic schools or private schools as well, where we give out grow bag kits. And there's some STEAM components of that: science, technology, engineering, art, and math components associated with that, as we try to get more people interested in gardening. So all that's happening, a lot happening. Spring is upon us, spring, and we'll touch upon this too coming up. Meteorological spring is March, April, and May. We are used to thinking in terms of spring from a lunar astronomical perspective, which puts us in terms of the vernal equinox somewhere around the 21st or so of March. But meteorologists use the month. And for spring, again, it's March, April, and May. So coming up real quick, happy spring. So Orin Williams signing out for myself and my co-host and co-producer, Dr. Akilah Martin. And I am doing this work also in conjunction with the Chicago Partnership for Health Promotion, a program out of the Office of Community Engagement and Health Partnerships at UIC. Until next time, peace.